Welcome to the Inside College Soccer Podcast, bringing together some of the best college soccer-related people to your earbuds, from coaches to players and beyond. So, thank you for tuning in. The Inside College Soccer Podcast is brought to you by Sports Recruiting USA, the college soccer experts. Now, enjoy the show.
Alex Ng, the assistant women's soccer coach at the University of Maryland.
All right. My name is Joe Cleary with SRUSA. We welcome on Alex Ng to the SRUSA Inside College Soccer Podcast. He's the assistant at Maryland. Just get started. How long have you been on the job now?
Yeah, this is day 15, I think.
Day 15.
Yeah, second week, third week.
Okay. And for our listeners, we'll kind of just give a quick rundown of where Alex has all been. Alex, kind of give us like a view from an airplane of your career so far as a coach.
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey. So I grew up in South Florida, where I played soccer growing up, coached, refereed, did all that stuff, coached some rec teams, and then I actually ended up going to Valparaiso University in Northwest Indiana to play football. And then my first week of preseason for my football season, I reached out to the women's soccer coach there, John Maravich, and basically just asked him, can I come be a part of the program, pick up cones, help wherever I can.
It's how all the great coaches get started.
Exactly. So he was super open to allowing me to get an inside look at the program and how he did things. And as I went through my college years, I started working camps in the summers at the University of Michigan, at Butler University, and just kind of trying to expand my network and work on really just building those relationships with coaches, because I knew that college coaching is what I wanted to do from basically my early years in college. And from that, that's how I got connected with Erwin Van Bennekom when he got the job at Indiana University. It was actually matched up perfectly with when I graduated from school. So after I graduated, they connected with Terry and Rob, who were actually Erwin was in their wedding. So they were very close. So having worked Butler camps and worked with Terry and Rob, that's how I got connected with Erwin, and he brought me on as a video analyst on his first staff there at Indiana. So I worked the 2019 season as a video analyst. Basically, my full-time job was to do the scout, the video breakdown, the individual clipping, all those pieces to make the coaches' jobs easier to work on the player development. So had a really successful season there. We qualified for the Big Ten tournament in our first year there for the first time in, I believe, 3 or 4 years. And then after that season, Erwin knew that college coaching is what I wanted to do. So he gave me the opportunity to move into the volunteer assistant position, where I was going to oversee all of the sports performance pieces while still holding a lot of the video analysis and a lot of the responsibilities I still held, but now having an on-field responsibilities and able to actually coach and have...
Yeah, actually get to interact with the players and work
exactly.
with them.
Yeah. So that was a really exciting time, and obviously that's a little bit of a risk, right? Going from a full-time, full-benefits position to being a volunteer.
Yep.
But I think it just goes back to taking those risks early in your career when I'm young, single, I don't have anything...
Bet on yourself.
Yeah, I don't have any attachments, and I knew that... In the job market, being able to actually coach with Erwin and him to see my abilities was really important, because when you are in that non-coaching staff role, you can't give any technical tactical instruction. So there's no way that if someone called Erwin or I applied for a job, there's no way he can be like, yeah, he's a good coach, because he hasn't been able to see it. So that was a big decision for me, but ultimately I do feel like it was the right decision to be able to get that experience. And in February of 21, that's when I got the position with the University of Richmond.
With another really good head coach.
Marty was an unbelievable head coach and an unbelievable boss to have, where he really allowed me to do what I had passions for, and anything I asked for, whether it was set pieces or some concept I wanted to teach at training or presenting a certain thing before training, he wanted me to do anything that I thought was going to make the program better. So, I really, really enjoyed my time in Richmond. I loved the city. I loved the program. I loved the girls there.
You all had a good year too.
Yeah, we had a really good fall season. We had this past fall in 2021, we had the most A-10 wins in 10 years. We qualified for the tournament for the first time in 7 years, so there was a lot of progress there. And so after the season was over, I think it was a really tough decision for me. But I got a phone call from Meg Nemser. She just got in the position at the University of Maryland and said if this was a position that you'd be interested in. And my dumb self was like, I really like Richmond. I'll think about it. And I was like playing it cool. And I was like giving a little bit of. But after thinking about it, talking to a few people that knew Megan, everybody spoke so highly of her first as a person. And I think that was really important to me because I know the situation that I had at Richmond, where it's a good location, where it's not like those mid-major schools where you're in the middle of nowhere.
It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, beautiful campus. Yep. Yeah, so I think I knew the situation I had, and I knew that I was working for an unbelievable boss in a really good environment with a program that was on the rise doing really well. So I wanted to make sure that I wasn't getting blinded by, Power 5 job.
The big lights of the Big Ten.
Because there was a lot of pieces, but ultimately knowing Meg and her success at Rutgers and how she goes about things, and Joe, I'd known him through the recruiting and working.
Because he's working in the club.
Yeah, so I'd spoken to him a ton, and they both know Sergio Gonzalez, who's at Racing Louisville, and he worked with me at Indiana. And everyone I spoke to said unbelievable things and how excited they were for her and that job. So for me, after kind of doing that due diligence, it was a no-brainer that was a staff that I wanted to work with and collaborate with and build something, because I think that Maryland is, and Meg said in her press conference, a sleeping giant. Like, there's so much potential there with, one, the players that are on the roster now, and then the potential with all the clubs in the area and all the Maryland talent that there is.
And just the school itself. It's a good school, good athletics, good area of the country.
Yeah, it's a top 20 public university in their academics.
Yeah.
The business school is always nationally ranked, so I think that's a really important piece too, because if you have a high academic institution, I think you're attracting more higher quality student athletes.
Right.
So I think that's important too.
So at SRUSA, we're all about finding like the right fit for our student athletes that we work with. And you've had the opportunity to work with, like, knowing some of the coaches you've worked with a little bit, and knowing peripherally some of those coaches and hearing about them, you've worked with a lot of good people, like you said. How important is it for the, like, what makes them good people? Like, what makes the coaches that you work with good people and attractive to play for recruits?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think first and foremost, they will always put the person over the player. Like, I think every single one of them are ultra competitive and want to win, but I don't know if it's ever going to be at the sacrifice to a player's well-being or how a player, like, not necessarily how they feel, because I think there's still standards and you want to make sure that all the players within a program are meeting those standards and doing what you want your culture to be. But I think the first piece is if there's a conflict or if there is something that we can kind of shape the players to become better people, or if they need, say, in terms of the mental health and those pieces, where if there are other things happening, we fully understand. It's not a dictatorship.
You don't have to choose soccer or being happy, or you don't have to choose soccer over your mental well-being, or soccer over academics.
Exactly.
You kind of mentioned some of this stuff in your kind of intro about yourself, but you have some really good niches in, like, the coaching world, like sports performance, video analysis. How big of an impact is that making in the college game now? And if you're a recruit, like, is that something you should be looking for in programs, do you think? Or how important is that in a program for a recruit to be looking at?
Yeah, so I think that when recruits speak to coaches and get a feel for all the pieces of the program, whether it's the how they use video for player development, I think everything comes down to player development and how you can develop players to help the team succeed. So when it comes to the sports performance and the health and safety from the physical development, on top of the video, so it's the video is the tactical development, right? And then the sports performance, strength and conditioning pieces are the physical development. So I think it's asking those questions and getting good answers, right? They don't have to be perfect answers. They don't have to always have the unbelievable credentials, but to make sure that those pieces are important, if they're important to you, making sure that that's important to the program that you're speaking to. So for recruits that are speaking to coaches, I think asking those questions, and obviously that's the preparation before you get on the phone.
Knowing what you want to ask.
Yeah, what's important to you, and then asking those questions and I think that if it's a very general, vague answer, maybe that's something that isn't as important to that program or that coach. And there's nothing right or wrong about it. I think it's just having the understanding that some programs value things more than others. So I do think that it's important for, and then when you think about coaches, I think coaches being able to specialize and having more expertise in certain niches is how you get jobs. Because I think
100%.
I think there's
especially as now we get to build like soccer staffs used to be head coach, assistant coach, but now we can have staffs of 3, 4, 5 individuals. So
yeah,
you want to have specialties.
And there's a million soccer coaches. Right? Everyone. Yeah, everybody talk about it at the convention. I think everyone has some level of expertise in the X's and O's and the coaching and the teaching, but it's what other value can you bring to a staff and to a program to make sure that you're benefiting the players.
Awesome. And I'm not going to keep you too long because I know you have – what's your other duty here? I know you're, like, involved with United Soccer Coaches a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm
you?
Part of the 30 Under 30 class.
Right.
So there's a bunch of things
congratulations.
I have to go to.
That's an awesome program.
I appreciate it. Yeah, so we had to, like, introduce a couple speakers. I got all that done yesterday, so today's a little more relaxed for me.
Yep.
A couple luncheons, I think we have our awards banquet tonight, so there's a couple things we're running around doing.
So final question, because I don't want to keep you too long. The recruiting process can be stressful for players and for coaches, but there's a lot of good in it, too. What is, and, like, I think each coach has their, some coaches like recruiting, some coaches do recruiting because they have to. What's your favorite piece of the recruiting process? Mine, for example, was I really liked getting to know the players and their families on visits, but like some coaches like the identification, some coaches like the travel, some coaches like the competitiveness and the offering. Like, what's your favorite piece of the recruiting process that you have the most fun with, even though it can be stressful and competitive?
Yeah, I think it's the relationships you get to build. I think getting to know the players, what drives them? Are they trying to play at the highest level, or are they trying to play professionally? And I think everyone has slightly different motivations, so I think it's and it helped me formulate asking good questions to get that out of them, because you think about talking to a 15-16 year old player, it's tough, like it's very intimidating for them. So
when you also think about what you might have been like as a 15-16 year old, when an adult would call you, you'd be like
so I love that little bit of a challenge of like picking away at that and making them feel comfortable to be able to have those conversations and kind of building those relationships. And I'd say the flip side is also the thing I hate the most, because then you have to have other conversations when
the heartbreaking conversations.
So like when you get to know a kid and then maybe they're just not good enough to make your program better,
or it's between two people and you go the other direction,
exactly.
The player's still good, but like you have to tell them like, hey, sorry, we went
exactly, but I just spent 6 months getting to know her.
Yep.
Right, so I think that's the best part and also the worst part. But no, I think that the relationships is ultimately why I do this job in general, to be able to have an impact on players' lives and to get to know them as people before they're players, and then using soccer as a driver for that. So.
Perfect. Last question, because I just thought of something good to ask. We talked about the coaches' side of things. What's your advice, not necessarily in the recruiting process, because I think that's a question we ask all the time. What's your advice for players to get recruited? I think that's overdone. What's advice that you can give to players to help them, to soothe their worries? Because I think it is a pretty anxious time, especially how COVID's thrown a wrench into it. Mm-hmm. So you have maybe 22s who aren't committed, 2023s who are like in this seeing some of their friends commit on social media or competitors commit on social media. You have 2024s who are chomping at the bit. Like, what's your advice or just like message to recruits in general about finding their right spot and just like maybe a message of reassurance or a message of motivation? Not necessarily maybe a tip, but like, what's your message in regards to that type of stuff?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest piece is having patience, but also perseverance, right? So being relentless.
And
if I think there's a patience of knowing that there are a lot of programs for you at every level. If you really want to play college soccer, there's a program out there for you. And I'm sure you guys say that all the time.
Yep, we do.
Right? But like from...
Sometimes Don tweeted out the best school, your right fit might be a school you've never heard of.
Exactly. So I think if you really have a passion and you really want to play, there is a program there for you, but they're not going to come to you. Right, so that's where the perseverance comes out of. You have to do the work of reaching out and doing more research into universities of where you want to go, that have the programs you want to do. But it's also having the patience of not rushing into decisions, where that's why there's 2,000-3,000 girls in the transfer portal right now, because they rushed into decisions that maybe they didn't do their due diligence, or they weren't patient, or like you say, they see social media posts of, oh, I'm late in my process. But there really is not an early or late in the process.
You're just in your process.
Exactly. Everyone has a specific timeline, and there's no one thing that is better or worse than the other, because you could commit in July before you start, and that's the perfect fit for you.
That's a great response. I'm gonna let Alex go because I know he's a busy guy. Just so our listeners know, this is the first time Alex and I have met in person. We interacted a lot on Twitter. I've known him on social media wise since he was the punter and the volunteer student assistant with the Valparaiso team. He even sent me, I remember we DM'd back and forth about your grad school project that you were doing. I got to read that, and you asked for critique back, and that seems like so many years ago, and I've gotten to watch his rise. So congratulations on like your success, and I'm excited to keep watching where you go and what happens, and thanks for being on Inside College Soccer with SRUSA.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Joe. Yeah.